Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
I want to use our show. And this is directed right to parents.
Okay.
How the hell do you teach your kids to get up at a certain time? Like, we're having some problems with Hollis right now. He's almost 3 years old, and he's never slept really well. He always gets up in the middle of the night, and for a while there, we tried the whole put him in solitary confinement, lock him into the room. The doctor said, mm-hmm. No problem, let him yell it out for a couple of nights, mm-hmm. and then he'll sleep through the night. That worked for a while. Now he just screams at the top of his lungs because the door is locked, so now we have the door open. What he's doing is he's walking down to Hayden's room now in the middle of the night.
Oh, dude, he outsmarted you.
Either getting in bed with Hayden, or he's just trying to wake Hayden up to play. You know, it's like the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think my kid is any smarter or less smart than anybody else. But I know there has to be a point where you start to teach your kids, look, you're not allowed to come down the hall until 6:30. Because right now he's up at like 5, 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to teach your kids? I mean, he's quite honestly ahead of the curve when it comes to like verbal skills and stuff like that. So I know that
Daddy, get your ass up.
So I know he can understand the words, but like reading an LED clock, mm-hmm. you know, and teaching them like, okay, the first number is a 6, the second one is a 3, and the other one is a 0. Do not come down until you see those three numbers. I don't know how, if that's even possible to do with an almost 3-year-old.
I don't know.
I don't want to say this on the radio.
What's that?
Do not Lunesta. Give. No,
he does not need that.
The
fluorescent butterfly of death.
You don't have to do the whole thing, but just like a
no.
cut it in like a little quarter and just put it in their milk. Just look.
There comes a time where every kid has to learn, you know, that you have to stay in your bed until a certain time. And we just don't have the formula yet. I don't know mm-hmm. what it is, but I know that we have friends that have 3-year-old kids that are capable of doing it.
I have no idea.
Does Hollis have a consistent like bedtime every night?
Uh-huh.
What time does he normally go to bed?
Between 7 and 7:30 every night.
And this is different from Hayden?
Hayden's at 8.
No, I'm saying for when Hayden was Hollis's age.
I don't think they're the same kind. Hayden, man, has always been a kid. Like, you tell him to do it one time, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hollis thinks he's got an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to break him on that whole thing.
Like a wild horse.
We'll break you. The Hollis Whisperer. Good morning, Deborah. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My child is the same way. Oh, my God. Up nights, all night screaming. Did not want to do anything but play. Read all the sleep books, you know, put them to bed an hour earlier, put them to bed another hour earlier. But rituals are really important. I know it's kind of hard, you know, to get them to sleep at night, you know, right now with the sun still being up when you're wanting to go to bed, but get the dark shades. Melatonin does not release in the body and the brain unless the room is dark.
You got that down. So falling asleep.
Can't have TVs on, no lights on, a nice story every night. Same thing.
Falling asleep is not his problem. His problem is he's getting up so early, and he's either screaming at the top of his lungs to somebody to come to get him because the door's closed, or he's walking down to hang out with his brother or getting in bed with his brother.
What about?
And we know he's capable of sleep until 6:30 because we'll come up and we'll soothe him, and then he'll sleep till 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So you just got to go all night, dude. You're on your own.
Do you think if you played him the audio of that caller we had at 8:45, Chelsea, that would put him in a deep enough sleep?
I didn't think she was as bad as you think she was.
He would make wake up for 2 days.
Hey, Don. Good morning. You're on Q100. Don, what's up?
Hey, Bert Cheryl. Love you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I also have a 2 and 3 year old daughter, and we had the same issue with our 3 year old when she was two. And so what we decided to do was we put up, you know, one of those little gates that you put in front of the stairs or the doors or whatever?
Little baby gates, sure.
Yes. So we put the gate up in front of her door. So when she opened the door to get up, if she saw the gate, she knows it's not time to get up yet. So she would get back in the bed. And then when the gate comes down, she knows it's time, I can come downstairs now. Because our master bedroom is downstairs.
We tried that for a little while, and it did work. And I'm not really sure, you reminded me, I'm not sure why we got away from that formula. We put the baby gate up there for a while.
That's a good idea.
But then I think you just started screaming at the baby gate.
Well, we would tell her to turn her music back on. We'd say, turn your music back, because she has a little radio in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we play like a little lullaby CD. So she knows how to push play. So she just turn it back on and get back in the bed and go back to sleep. That worked for us.
And how old was she at the time?
She was two. Two and a half. She was like close to three.
All right. So
two and a half, close to three.
Yeah, that's the same age we're talking about. Great, Don. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
It's good. Right.
That's a good idea to have the door closed regardless and then have him open it. So tell Hollis as soon as it's open, there's a baby gate there. If the baby gate's up, can't say anything, can't scream, just go back to bed.
Look, I seriously thought about trying to teach him how to turn the TV on himself, you know, and just like watch, you know, set it to like the Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he turns it on in the morning, there it is. They're good. You're up, dude. Just turn the TV on.
Or a music channel.
But then what if he gets up at 4 a.m.? Then you guys are screwed all day, right? Does he be up and grumpy and everything?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe now that the weather's getting warmer, can you just have him sleep in the yard?
We're Aww. Getting close to that.
Because, like, just
We're
do,
getting close to
you
that.
You can have like, a runner rope where he can run around but not get out of the
yard.
Like
you
leash.
Put a goat on?
Yeah. I mean, you know he's not going to get out of the yard.
You know, we
he's
have
fine.
You can have this for...
He's getting some exercise.
Like, $30, maybe $25, but it's a dog glue.
Yeah.
Do we have in the yard?
Right.
Sasha's old one.
Hey, former Burt Show employee Jen Fallon has an idea. Hey, Jen.
Well, I'm not a mom, but I've done plenty of babysitting, and my thought was just set an alarm clock, a radio alarm, and tell him he can't get up until the music starts playing.
Until that music goes. That seems so easy.
Seems simple.
Stay in your damn room until you hear the music, and then you're allowed out.
Yeah, maybe he has a goal, maybe, instead of him just crying because he, you know, I mean, because who knows what his motivation is. If I'm awake, that means something.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, wait, I'm awake, but the music's not playing. Maybe he'll learn to kind of deal with himself and adapt to it until the music starts playing.
I think we need to honor the point he's at in his life because we all wake up 20 minutes before the alarm goes off.
I feel bad for him.
And we want to kill ourselves because we're like, man, I just blew 20 minutes of sleep. He will wake up early and just stare at that thing and go, please music play, please music play.
Good.
Please music play. So we need to respect the place he is right now.
You wouldn't respect it
so much if he's coming down hounding you, man.
Sleep while you can,
yeah, as long as I ain't staying at your house.
Hey, Jill, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. We have a 3 and 4 year old, and we put an alarm clock in his room, and underneath it we taped a note card with the numbers on it. Mm-hmm. And he had to match the numbers before he could come downstairs.
Kind of goes with what you were talking about.
I love that.
It's like a goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, Jill.
No problem.
Perfect. Hey, Lacey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. I just want to let you know my son is the exact same way. He is 3 and a half now, and he thinks he runs the house, and he rarely gets any sleep. And about 9 months ago, I kept having a problem with him wanting to get up at 5:30 in the morning. So I took him to the clock in the kitchen that he would always see, and I told him the first number has to be a 6. Before you can get out of bed. If you get out of bed and you see it's not a 6, you need to go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, so just one number, not all of them.
I'm sorry, what?
You just taught him that one number instead of the rest of them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying 6:30, so you can just teach him the first two. The third number's irrelevant because as soon as it turns 6:30, you're good.
Right. That makes total sense. That's great. Thank you.
Well, also, if he's still getting up in the middle of the night, you might think about prolonging his bedtime till 8 o'clock, and then if he's still doing that, you're going to have to keep getting up and just putting him back in the bed. And once he sees that he's not going to be able to get out of bed and stay out of bed, he's going to learn that he has to stay in. You're probably going to lose a lot of sleep for the first few nights,
Bert
but
doesn't
it'll
mind
pay
that.
Off in the long run.
Yeah, I'm a fan of just closing that door and letting him figure it out himself, scream through the night. I don't care. Seriously.
Yeah, when I was
I'm tough ass when it comes to that kind of thing.
When I was saying Lunesta, I wasn't saying give it to him. I was saying you take twice as much.
So you don't hear sleep the screaming all the night.
And you give some to Hayden and Stacey too, and you're like, fine.
The fear there is that if he like cries in the middle of the night and nobody comes to get him and that door is locked, like I don't want him to think somewhere in his soul that when he really needs some help, mom and dad aren't around.
Could you imagine Tracy and Scott because they wouldn't have the same thing with Ella. If Ella was screaming in the middle of the night and they had the locked doors and wouldn't come.
Well, if she screams in the middle of the night, she is between Scott
Tracy,
that's so she's going to wake up.
Actually, no, I think Scott and Tracy are now in Ella's crib and Ella has the king size bed in the house.
Well, solution, put Hollis in your room.
Oh. That's not a solution.
Damn.
And what else? Karen, last call. Go ahead.
Yes, my daughter had the same problem. And we bought this little clock thing from One Step Ahead's website. Mm-hmm. And it's got like a little cow at the top. And he's in pajamas and a cow at the bottom. And he's in his daytime clothes. Mm-hmm. And at nighttime, the night someone lights up. And then during when you set it for whatever time, like 6:30, like you said, the daytime one will light up, so he can't get up until the daytime cow lights up.
Okay.
That's
from, what's the name of that website?
One Step Ahead.
One Step Ahead. Man, we may be going there and ordering that today. Thank you very much.
It works for my daughter.
Great, thank you.
No problem.
That's a good idea.
Those will help.
Just try everything at once.
Seriously. Here's a 6, here's a 3, here's a clock with a cow.
Yeah. And you have
wait
to figure
till
out
the
his...
cow and the
and
suit comes
the
on.
Puzzle. Put the puzzle together.
Yeah, why don't you tell him that he can't come out of his room until he sees the cow wearing the daytime clothes light up, but then never put a cow wearing daytime clothes anywhere near his room.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.